That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I don't care what nobody say. This is Sean. It got to be Sean. Talk like that. I knew it. Yeah. I was about to say, man. I'm about to say, like, yeah. Ain't nobody that sound and like that. That's Sean McDeezy, man. What up?
What up, buddy? Congratulations, yeah, I'm sure, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. We locked and loaded, man.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome back to the Buffalo Plus Podcast, presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jetta Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. We always appreciate it, as well as share with your fellow Bills Mafia friends.
It was Buffalo Plus hoodie day. What are you doing?
I didn't change. We've been here. It's been a long day. Monday, the 11th. We're recording this podcast.
This quality way better than the live stream.
Yeah. Thank you for
sticking with us. It was Jenna's fault, right?
Definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It was Monday. Yeah. It's okay.
It was a Monday stream quality.
But we still got great responses. And
we have fixed the problem for next time. So
we have.
We have definitely.
The confidence.
Hey.
Fake it till you make it.
Hey, that's right. It. All right. So we were recording this at about 8:30 at night.
Right.
So there have been a flurry of moves made, but just in case anything perhaps happens after this, we want to set the stage. So most recently, Josh Allen's contract was restructured, but I want to talk about some of the biggest things of today. Deion Dawkins signing an extension, AJ Epenesa getting an extension, Gabe Davis going to the Jags, Leonard Floyd also now with the Niners. So Mike, what is your biggest takeaway from this early day as free agency gets
Brandon Bean put a foot in the water. He didn't put a toe in the water. He didn't dive in the water. He's like, I got some moves to make. I'm not the big spender, but there's nothing today that was surprising to me. I don't know if it was surprising to you guys.
Well, what was surprising was Deion Dawkins cut himself and then, and then was just trolling everyone.
That was something. In case people don't know, because it was for a short period of time, Deion tweets out that, like, I'm out at Buffalo. It's been real, you know, goodbye.
Yeah. But he had also tweeted 3 days earlier, like, Buffalo will always be my home.
Yeah.
So I think some people were like, oh, an extension's coming. And then he tweeted out, like, I said it, Buffalo will always be my home, but I'm moving on and now I can have ranch or something like that with his wings. And stunning. I think a lot of people.
I tweeted and said, this is stunning. I didn't see it. I don't know if anybody else saw it. I didn't see it. The reason we didn't see it, because it didn't happen.
And there are times when people get got by fake accounts, fake Schefters, fake ESPNs, all of those things. It's another thing when the actual player tweets that they're leaving.
I told you, I was driving in here to meet you guys, and I had NFL Network on my phone through the radio and through the speaker, and I hear them go, oh, wow, this is surprising. Deion Dawkins is leaving Buffalo. He's out in Buffalo.
And it was like, so surprising. It wasn't real.
Yes.
So, yeah.
But I honestly, in a week when the Bills did cut prominent players on the roster, I guess you never know. But what we've been telling you guys, like, some guys are longer term players. There's reasons other players are gone. Some are decisions at the end of a deal. Some are decisions while they still have a contract. None of them are strictly for the salary cap,
nope,
which is what we've been trying to tell you.
That's correct.
There's other reasons behind it. But No, Deion isn't going anywhere, and he signed his extension.
Yeah.
So this is how Deion answered the Zoom call when he was asked by Catherine Fitzgerald of the Buffalo News. Where did he come up with the idea? And this prank, we'll insert it right here.
What was it like? Can you talk us through the prank you pulled this morning?
I don't really see it as a prank, you know? You know, for the people that I'm an entertainer, I'm going to entertain. So, you know, I was missing the Mafia. Simple as that. I was missing the Bills Mafia, and I had to figure out which way I could do to, you know, get a little bit of something back and forth. And, you know, they love it, they hate it, but it's me. I can't change.
How long did you have that planned?
I didn't. Today was kind of real sporadic, because I woke up to a call from my agent, and he was like, yo, like, they're going to put the news out in an hour. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I have an hour to troll. So I just woke up trolling after my workout. So it was like troll. But hey, it is what it is. Oh, man. I hate it. I hate it, and I love it. It's just, like, I figured, like, you know, you talk about ranch, if I can eat ranch. And they were like, ranch is not a Buffalo thing, so he can't be talking about Buffalo. So just keep him buzzing. But there's no plan, and my brain spins. And when it spins, I just spit out. So,
also, I thought it got even better because somebody crashed the Zoom.
And I mean, it's expected.
Yeah.
It's the wild man, the crazy man, off season, Sean McDermott.
Or as he likes to be known as, Sean from Orchard Park.
Deion.
Who's that?
This is Sean from Orchard Park, Pete. I was just calling. You describe yourself as an entertainer. And I was just wondering maybe if you could share a song with us to mark this special occasion.
You said Sean from... I'm going to tell you, Sean, I don't know who it is, but you sound like McDermott. And if I were to say, if this is Sean, welcome, because I don't know you. But Sean, I'm going to talk to you like I'll talk to my head coach. Let's ride. Let's ride out. And the song of choice that I would say, it'll probably be Sweet Home Alabama, but I would probably change it to Sweet Home Buffalo. So Sweet Home Buffalo.
and maybe you could talk about the wardrobe you're wearing for this special occasion today for all of us.
Shirtless snow, man. Shirtless snow. I don't care what nobody say. This is Sean. It gotta be Sean. Talk like that. I knew it. Yeah. I was about to say, man. I'm about to say, like, yeah. Ain't nobody that sound and like that. That's Sean McDeezy, man. What up?
What up, buddy? Congratulations, man.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. We locked and loaded, man.
I just wanted to hear a little rap, you know, a little song that you had for us.
See, everybody wants a little bit of entertainment when all the season starts, right?
Hey, you said you're an entertainer, man, so I had to jump on. Sure. Like, hey, let's hear a song.
I got you, man. Sweet Home Buffalo. What up, though? Sweet. Yeah, that's the remix. We need that. Mom, I'm coming home to you. Yeah.
Oh, you're the best, buddy. We love you, man. See you guys.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
I mean, first of all, Sean is pretty tight in that sense with Deion. Deion loves him.
Yeah.
Loves, he talked about
that. One of that, that was his guys. First draft class.
Yeah.
And he talks about Matt Beauvais, good friend, Buffalo Plus guy, said, like, asked Deion, like, why Buffalo?
Why Buffalo?
Yeah.
And he gave a very long-winded answer about how he pretty much he grew up in Buffalo, that Buffalo is his mom and dad. It was kind of what he said. But then he also kind of, like, after he got done with it, he goes, why Buffalo? Because of Sean McDermott. That's why. Because of Brandon Bean and his family and because of all these things. Like, again, it's, I know there are a lot of people, and I know in the comments, I've said it before, I end up looking like this Sean McDermott apologist. That team loves their head coach.
Yes.
Period. And and again, there are a lot of things that players say that almost they have to say. Mm-hmm. Deion didn't have to say that.
No.
Also, Deion is the type of person that, that will say.
That was also before Sean zoomed
he
in.
He knew it was Sean.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes. That he said that before he knew that Sean McDermott
was on the
was
call. So
You know, I remember, you know, we talk about that draft. And again, this was before Brandon Bean was part of the organization.
Yep.
And he was working for another team. He was still working for Carolina. And then
the
Bills hired him. Deion ended up being, you know, that second round pick. Mm-hmm. And I remember it was doing the preseason games and Deion's whole family was in Philly because he's a Jersey guy. They were all there for the game. And I was talking to his mom, his family, and we were, and I said, I think your son's going to start. I said, I think they really like him. So I know we go to this moments where Sean McDermott doesn't play young players. Well, back then he played young players because they were new. These guys needed to play. Mm-hmm. And Deion, as a second round pick, as a left tackle, like, I know you could say just plug him in, but it wasn't like he was the fifth pick in the draft. Like, they got him in the second, they brought him in. And not only that, but all this way through, I thought this was the best season he has had on the
absolutely.
Field.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that goes back to the testament that Sean McDermott wanted in the culture, him and Brandon Bean, of like, we want guys to be themselves, to invest in themselves, and then be able to have the results on the field. And I think Deion Dawkins is actually the perfect example of that. Draft, develop, re-sign. Deion has done that multiple times. And it's like, this is a guy that, I remember when Deion was a rookie, some of the older guys in the locker room were like, oh, this guy's kind of, he's kind of quirky. Like, what's going on? Yeah. But Deion is who he is, and he's been able to thrive. And you're right. I think it says a lot about, you know, come as you are, buy in, and see what happens after that.
I think that's a great point because you've also seen him become more open.
Yeah.
Like, he's allowed, like you said, to not only be himself, but this wasn't who Deion was as a rookie. He was a little out there, but he was not in the media. He wasn't doing all these things.
An entertainer.
He's an entertainer.
And this is...
And that's who he is.
We'll talk about Josh and the restructuring and all, but in terms of, I would say this is a third contract.
Yeah, I'm looking at it,
he's the first guy with a third contract, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, Trey obviously is not.
Milano.
Milano's got a second deal, but he hasn't had a third.
Second deal. This is third.
Right. Yeah.
Meaning, like, Josh got a deal, you know, rookie, and then the big deal, and now they restructure it, but that's not a new deal. This is really... It's an extension is what they call it because he still has a year left.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's really he's the first guy of that group, all those guys together. I shouldn't say that. Did Poyer and Hyde, they signed 1 year or 2 year deals?
I think it's a little bit different though when it's like a multi-year.
You're right. But I'm talking about the guys who came in 17.
Yeah.
That group. So
I hear that.
It's great. It's great for him.
Yeah. No. So that's a guy obviously staying in Buffalo. Other news in terms of a player staying, AJ Epenesa was a free agent. The Bills doing a deal with him for a 2 year thing. I think we talked about it earlier on in the day. He's a nice player. I think he can make some nice plays with the Bills. You hope he continues to take those steps forward. But at the same point, I felt like this was a situation for the Bills. They got a guy that they can rely on, someone that they hope to have more upside in. And it seems like it's relatively for a good amount of money.
Top tier pass rushers are expensive.
Yes.
And that is what we saw. They are very expensive. And this was kind of the sweet spot, I think, for AJ to develop. It's funny. We talk about draft, develop, resign. And coming into training camp, I didn't think AJ had developed into much.
He
was the one guy I thought was on that was like, who's the surprise cut? I was pretty adamant of like, I haven't seen anything from AJ in training camp. And then he comes out here and also I think has his best year, developed really well into what they want of him and comfortable in his own body. Remember they drafted him during the 2020 COVID year. They had him lose all this weight. Then he was getting pushed around. Then he got the muscle back up. Then it was the following year. I remember Deion talking about, man, I put my hands on him and he feels different. Like he feels like, but then it was like, then he was too slow for the guys again. So it seemed like he was kind of fluctuating, trying to figure out who he wanted to be.
The overcorrection.
And now you really saw it.
Yeah.
The way that he impacted games, I was really impressed by.
And he got a little extra attention because he was the second round pick, but they didn't have a first round pick that year. Mm-hmm. And you start looking at all these other guys on the line. You know, they drafted Ed. And he's re-signed, and Ed has gotten better and better. But, you know, Boogie Basham is gone. They're hoping Rousseau, he's a key guy. I would say Rousseau. Yeah. I still think, I mean, they have Vaughn, they have Rousseau and Epinesa now. Yeah. I still think they're drafting an edge somewhere. They're drafting an edge.
They can't help themselves. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. They do need to, but I agree. Yeah. I think that's something
to your point, Huff and now Burns gets the deal with Burns, the Giants
and the guy for Houston.
Yeah.
And down the line, there is going to be other big pass rushers either, you know, keep your eyes out there and around the league. The Chargers have decisions to make on Mac. They have a decision to make on Bosa. Like, I'm not saying the Bills are in on these guys, but you will see bigger name pass rushers could be on the market. And then you see where the Bills are in the rest of that.
I was only going like this because I think we have to turn the mug for Dan's wrong. Because he said AJ Epinesa.
I was right at the time.
That's so good.
That's how you do it.
You just hit your face.
I was laughing so hard I hit my face.
That's how you do it.
Oh my gosh. But now you're wrong. You're right.
Well, now I changed. Now I'm right again.
So
oh my god.
That wouldn't work for a freezing cold take because
it's not Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, it's not Ohtani.
That is,
if you want to know a really good tweet, search my name and Ohtani. It'll be the first one. It's a really good tweet.
It's a really great tweet.
Tell them quickly what it is.
Oh, in 2018, I said Ohtani would be a bust. Like, adamantly.
At the time, well, you still were.
With
right.
your chest.
Yeah. At the time, I said he had given up like 27 runs in spring training. And I was like, the Japanese Babe Ruth's a bust. Swing and a miss.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, I would all say right. so. Yeah, there you go. There's that. All right, let's talk other players. So we talked about Dion. We talked to AJ Epinesa.
Oh.
Let's jump to...
Well, let's let him go on.
That's true. Have your moment.
Gabe Davis got paid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He did.
Not in Buffalo.
I'm very happy that the Gabe Davis trial experiment... as a number two guy, it's over. Like we can move on. We can turn the page. This has well been addressed on this channel before. You can find videos. I've been since the day that they said that he was going to be the number two guy. I was skeptical after the playoff game in Kansas City. I was very skeptical. And the last 2 years, he has wildly underachieved. At times we've said he has held the team back because of the decisions they haven't made because of it, because they wanted Gabe to be the number two guy. He's got a 52% catch rate.
Yeah.
Is that good?
So long, I felt like you saw the tremendous upside. What is he? Is he a fourth round pick?
Yep.
Yeah. Fourth UCF. Round pick out of UCF. He had this like calm, cool, collected nature. Someone that we thought could really play big in those big moments. We saw it in the Kansas City playoff game.
Yep.
And then we saw, and someone put in a comment on our earlier live stream, like Gabe was too inconsistent. And I was like, no, he was consistent. That was the issue. So I think for Gabe, I think this is a fresh start.
Happy
for him. A whole lot of money. 3-year deal, $39 million, up to $50 million with incentives. So, but now the pressure is on because you're getting paid like a number two. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting. You know, we do the newscast too. And in the newscast, you guys know.
We work at a TV station.
Well, we have to, you know, you kind of boil it down quickly. And I said sort of what Jenna was saying there. He was a good draft pick for a fourth round
Absolutely.
Pick. Mm-hmm. Really good, good football player. But when asked to bring more to this franchise, he failed.
Yep.
Now, you could argue that they failed him too. Like, I don't know specifically everything that went on, but you're playing with Stephon Diggs on one side and Josh Allen is your quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and this a franchise that wants you to succeed. I'm glad I want them all to get paid. I'm glad Gabe got paid. And I don't care. Go catch a bunch of balls in Jacksonville. It might happen. Whatever reason, it was not happening in Buffalo.
Yep.
They made the decision. And the targets dropped later in the year. It wasn't even like it was in the previous year where he kept getting the targets and it wasn't working. This past year, four times at least, terrible miscommunication between me and Josh. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
The interception from Allen when Gabe, there was just a lot of moments. And you know what? Some of that's probably on Josh Allen, but at the same point, when it's seemingly the same receiver over and over again, the tolerance for that.
I could see Bean sitting there going, Josh or or Gabe Davis. Josh or Gabe.
Yeah.
Josh or Gabe. I'm gonna keep Josh.
I wrote this on my hand earlier while we were doing the live stream.
You have paper, right?
Yeah,
there.
But this was earlier. I didn't have it. Over the last 3 years in the regular season, Gabe was targeted 237 times.
You're going to get that tattooed on you, aren't you?
237 targets in the regular season. He ended up only catching 128 of those targets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not great, Bob.
That's speaks for itself. Yeah.
And like I said, the good news is he got paid. It's good for the Bills.
It is good for the Bills.
Because it goes towards
We wanted to, but, you know, we're happy for him.
Right.
He gets a lot of money.
The deal, the better it is for them and comp picks.
Yep.
Going back home.
Going back home, reunited with Chad Hall, former Bills wide receiver coach.
Buy him another truck.
Yeah. Look at that. I was right. You were right.
Yeah.
Daniel Jeremiah tweeting, not much happening in the wide receiver market. Draft is stacked at that position. I think is something to monitor because we've talked so much about the other guys that are out there. And maybe the Bills do wait till later on because of where they're at in terms of the position coming up in the draft.
But I think they do wait. I think they wait.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's funny. I'll just use Gabe as an example. You sign Gabe. They already have Christian Kirk. I don't know what happens. I'm not saying the Bills are getting Zay Jones back, but I'm saying is what happens in these rooms is you bring in a guy, somebody gets cut loose. I mean, this happens around the league. And look, I don't know if the Devontae Parker, I'm just mentioning guys that are going to be out there on the market and maybe out there for a while. The idea is you want to draft a top end player.
Yeah. Yeah. That can make an immediate impact now and then emerge and become a true number one guy.
There's no way the Vikings want to trade Justin Jefferson, is there?
No.
I talked myself into T. Higgins.
Oh, earlier today.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we were fully, there. We watched it
for the late first for their pick, 28th.
Yep. And you restructure it. I was all in on it a few years ago when Brandon Ayuk had his little contract.
Yes,
and I was
I remember that.
And everybody's like, you can't pay him. You could have. You could have figured it out again.
Well,
that's another thing. But again, I think the Bills are looking, you could have TB number two right now. And next year, if you want to move on from Stephon Diggs, he would be a true number one.
I mean, it certainly makes sense.
Yes, it's a lot easier to have a rookie deal. I get that. I think that's where they want to go. They want to get younger. I think that's the one thing we want to stress over some of these decisions that we didn't necessarily fully hit on, whether it was the Poyer, Trey, or Mitch Moore signings. So many people get caught up in they cut Jordan Poyer to save the money in the salary cap. Well, guess what? They then turned right around and gave that. They saved a little over $5 million or $5 million by cutting Jordan Poyer. They then slid that money in a direct check over to Taylor Rapp.
Yeah.
They didn't save any money. They re-spent the money. They wanted to get younger. They wanted to go with Taylor Rapp over Jordan Poyer. That's the bottom line. It was a football decision that had salary cap benefits. Don't get so caught up by saying these are salary cap casualties. The Bills aren't pocketing that money. They're not saving it. They're turning around and spending it. And they're spending it on players that are younger. That's where the Bills are going to go.
I love he went with the single shot.
I feel like he rehearsed that.
Yes, he did.
I was in the mirror all day.
You were doing the Republican response. It was right there. The Fates response there. Because this is it. The money is going to get spent again. And teams make decisions on players. Like I said, salary cap is does salary come into play? Yes. Teams decide this guy is not performing at the level that we need. We're not thinking of him long term.
It's talent first.
Yes, and it's where you are on the field. I think a guy like Mitch Morris was a perfect example. Mitch was consummate pro, really good Buffalo Bill. I think they looked at his contract and said, are we going to extend him out two more years? Is he going to be 3 years with the Bills so this contract works and we're paying him into his 30s? Or do we make the move now and either you'll make a change and get younger at the position, 11 draft picks, you bring in another interior offensive lineman, and it could hurt you. It absolutely could hurt you, right? Because we know what Mitch was, and he got signed right away.
Correct.
And by the way, he doesn't count for the comp formula because he got released by the team. But that's the way. And that's why when you hear people push back and we say the salary cap's not real and they act like we don't understand that there is a cap and you have to abide by the cap. I keep repeating it. You have to be able to manipulate the cap. The good teams do it. They figure it out. It doesn't mean it doesn't apply. It just does not dictate every roster move. Like the NFL and the NFL Network would like you to believe that every move
is
a salary cap casualty. Yeah, they love that.
That's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah. By the way,
you're not in our future plans.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah. And right. And there's some players that it matters more than others in terms of how much they're making.
Again, it's a lot. It's funnier and it's an easier shtick and a tweet to say the salary cap isn't real. I understand the inner workings of it, but don't sit there and say this team made this move because of the salary cap. They made the move because the Bills have made a conscious effort to get younger, faster. They looked down the line and said, it's a 32-year-old center or will be a 32-year-old center. It's a 33-year-old safety. We don't see them as a future. That's why they're doing these moves.
Yeah. And look, it is about, like I said, that is about accounting. That's what people have to realize. That's the way the cap goes. But teams make those decisions all the time, and then they have to spend the cash. And by the way, NFL teams turn right around and spend the cash. The New York Giants let Saquon Barkley go. Now, that wasn't a cap move, but you can say they let him go. It's not they don't have the money. If they wanted to pay him, they have the money. They just gave Brian Burns.
But I didn't have any money.
How much did they give Brian Burns?
A lot.
$150 million. Right. Million. Yeah.
Yeah. They allocate it differently. They're going to spend the money.
And again, one last thing. It's funny because this is the time of the year where everybody says salary cap, salary cap, salary cap. People say, you know, oh, this is a shot at Dan. What does Dan Fates think about all these things? And you have people that their job is the salary cap, and they're going, salary cap's real. The salary cap's real. Yeah, GMs are going to tell you the salary cap's real. They don't want to reveal their secrets. That's part of that's a tool they have in their tool belt. But somebody said, I'm sure the head of mall security would also argue that Santa is real too. Like, these are things that you need to go for your business. I think it's a very funny tweet and a very good way to look at it. It's a CPA saying, don't do your taxes at home. You need me. Okay. You know, I can do them at home, and I can be pretty close.
Patriots are signing Jacoby Brissett.
That's
you know, it's fine because I would hope then I would think then that they're drafting one. But man, when you think about in the NFL, not that you guys aren't all, you know, rest comfortably knowing Josh Allen is your quarterback.
How nice is that?
How about this? Ben Voland, who covers Patriots, says, Buzz, I'm hearing Sam Darnold is weighing offers between the Vikings and the Broncos.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, this is what it's come to.
That is the reality.
Gardner Minshew just got paid again. Mm-hmm. Good for him.
Yeah.
Not crazy money, but with the Raiders. So
there are bad starting quarterbacks out there.
Yeah.
But we have to hear about how the Bills' window's closed.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, that's
so
very
speaking
true.
Of that, Josh.
Restructured.
Yeah.
Which freed up about $16.7 million.
So between Josh's restructure, which took all of, you know, Brandon being gone, does that work? Sign that thing for the Josh thing and it's done. That's all it took, right? It doesn't take anything from Josh. And the NFL going, we made $28 billion last year. Let's raise the cap a little bit. That was 30. There's almost $50 million of cap space.
Mm-hmm. You guys really are insufferable, but I love you. No, and we were talking earlier off air about, you look like LeBron.
He wanted more love.
About some of the other places the Bills, if they wanted to look to restructure, that they could this year or do extensions. Taron Johnson was a name we haven't really heard about, but I think
it's because Taron never gets talked about.
Taron deserves his time. He deserves his flowers. Like the most snaps on the Bills defense the last however many years he's been
he
out there.
Is, and I do believe he is going. He has a voice. Mm-hmm. I think he is a leader. And I think he has taken his place sort of as that third guy back there.
Definitely.
And now he's going to be the number one guy.
Yeah.
And agreed. I think it was interesting that Poyer and Hyde, to their credit, when they came out for that last game, they wanted him with them, you know, because they were all together.
Yeah.
I would redo his deal. I would extend his contract. I think the guy is still playing at an elite level. And I would, yes, I think he deserves that and deserves to get paid. So that would be a good thing for
him. Yeah, I agree. And again, we've talked about
this, not that many other.
No, the possibility of Diggs, someone else, and then Matt Milano.
Yeah.
You could do Ed, but I feel like you would do other guys before that. So do you think, Dan, that Diggs gets restructured?
No.
There's only one way I think that happens with Diggs. And I'm just going to throw it out there. There is a way to do that to facilitate a trade if they ever wanted to do it.
Yep.
Because you can work with another team. You do the restructure with the player, drops the number, which would reduce the Bills' dead cap space. And then you go with the team. Now, the more cap space that goes to the other team, the less you may get in compensation. I'm only bringing that up because, man, at this time of the year, a lot of stuff is on the table. But no, I don't believe they're doing that. And I don't, like I said, I don't see some massive signing in free agency, but they can free up a little more space, push some other stuff to next year because they look pretty good on the cap next year, that accounting part of it.
Yep.
And they could make some moves.
Yeah. I do want to note Leonard Floyd going to the Niners.
Yeah, good for him.
We talked about how he was going to follow the money, which respect. He's a
mercenary.
He is.
He is just a...
and an honest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect that.
Shows up, hey, I really sacks enjoyed, the quarterback, yeah. moves on.
It's like Jenna, show me the money. Wherever the money
that's
is.
That's how I am. No, that's why I got into TV.
Show me the money.
Show me the I just space out when you guys are talking. That's actually pretty true.
That is kind of true.
Yeah, that is kind of true. So there's that. Anything else that we wanted to mention? I think we're going to do these a couple.
Yeah, I think it's just was an interesting day around the league to see how the money got spent.
Yeah,
I think it was really interesting to see Kirk the running Cousins. Back market be so quick.
Yeah,
and it's also why I say you never know who's going to be available. Mm-hmm. You never know who a team signs. You know, the Bills are not that I think in the market for a running back. I don't think so. But like all of a sudden, Green Bay makes their move for Jacobs.
Yeah. And then they cut.
And Aaron Jones is free. I think he's a heck of a player. You know what? Yeah. I'm not telling Jerry Jones what to do, but he just destroyed the Dallas Cowboys in a playoff game.
Yes.
That'd be a good guy for the Cowboys to sign. I think he's a great player. A very good player. I'd say great.
Yeah.
But it was just funny to see that. And this whole pass rushing thing, you knew that was going to be a thing. I do believe the way the draft sets up, a lot of offensive linemen and a lot of wide receivers, which is where I think it pulls back a little bit from the free agent market.
I agree. Trent Sherfield, I feel like, is back in Buffalo.
It could be. Yeah,
I think
that's a wide receiver
or
five.
Or somebody like him.
I think it's a wide receiver five, special teamer. Sorry. And we cannot go through a video here on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel without talking about Justin Shorter. Like, don't forget.
Yes, Justin Shorter.
I know there are comments, people that have already commented before we've gotten here.
Justin Shorter.
I'm going to say this a little early because we'll have this later. But from what I'm hearing, he's coming back next year in the best shape of his life.
Training camp, darling.
Could be. Who was the guy last year? What's that?
Andy Isabella.
No, the other guy, big guy. Wide receiver. Bigger wide receiver. I think he ends up on the practice squad. You know who I'm talking about.
I thought it was Andy Isabella.
No.
You sure?
Nope. All right, younger now it's going to bug me. Nope. All right, I'll find it.
A few moments later.
Go to practice squad.
I'm looking up. Let me see.
Why am I so bad? I shouldn't have brought it up.
I'm Tyrell Shavers.
Shavers.
Really? I guess I don't really. Do you remember that, Dan?
He had a big catch in a preseason game. Yes, you do.
Okay, you know who he is. I would say Andy Isabella more.
Yes, well, everybody loves Andy Isabella.
Yeah.
Yes, because he's small.
Fast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick-like.
Yes. Coach on the field.
Yes.
Heady player.
All right. So, yeah, a busy first kind of day as we. Yeah. So it's technically not the legal tampering period also.
You mean because they won't call it the legal tampering? Please.
I said it's technically not.
It is. That's what it is. Why? Did the NFL name it something?
I don't know, but I saw what's his name. Siciliano.
Oh, he was pushing that all day today. That must be some NFL network talking point that it's not. Don't call it the legal. Yeah, that's what it is. It is the period of time where teams can talk to a player who is technically not a free agent because contract is up. They have this window of 2 days plus. They can talk to the agent, excuse me, not to the player. It is the legal tampering period. Oh, well, did they name it? Did it get a sponsor by the NFL? You know?
The Jiffy Lube.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Sources, Diana Rossini saying Packers wanted Aaron Jones to take at least a 50% pay cut entering the final year's deal.
So, Dan, explain to me. Hold on. I'm trying to think how this worked.
But the Packers should honor the contract that they signed with Aaron Jones. So they can just...
So hold on. Aaron Jones was under contract.
Okay.
So they cut him for the cap, right? Because they saved money on the cap. And then right,
they didn't have any money.
But three times as much to Josh Jacobs. Did you think they might have liked Jacobs better?
But do you think that they're saying they're crying salary cap?
This is when I check out.
It was a salary cap cut. Imagine that, 50% cut. But he signed a contract. You mean the NFL doesn't honor those contracts?
All right, we're going to wrap up here.
I love this. If anybody thinks I'm going to back down, I am Jon Snow pulling out the sword, like just ready to take on everybody. I will not back down. Never back down, never surrender.
You're literally talking about sports takes.
And
not
keep
like-
this in mind. When Dan is right, he tells you a million times. When he's wrong, he tells you previously he was right.
Yeah.
He will find a way to flip that
find
cup
a way
to Dan is right.
That's why you guys come here. I don't know what you want me to say. So you can comment in. Dan is so annoying.
All right. So we'll have plenty more coverage this week on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel as free agency frenzy. How about we'll call it?
Ugh, that what alliteration. You... That's what, again.
I do my taxes tomorrow. I'm losing my voice too.
You okay?
Taxes.
You pay your taxes?
Imagine
do
that.
Do your taxes.
All right. Do your taxes.
Still losing it.
Sorry, I saw an Adam Schefter notification. All right. Thank you for joining us. For Mike and Dan, I'm Jenna. Please be sure to like, comment, subscribe, and share if you know a Bills fan who would enjoy this. Again, more coverage on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel coming up.
He tuned you out. Look at him.
Yeah. He doesn't give. I can't swear anymore. Yeah, thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.